Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pixel Productions podcast. Today we are going to talk about our second Just Chat about what is a Nintendo Direct.
Before we start, you guys can check out our website in the description of this podcast or episode. And guess what? We actually finally have our new website open. It's really cool and I'm super excited. Hiram, do you like it? I'm showing him it right now.
It looks pretty cool.
You can see the website, and it tells you that you guys can sign up for our newsletter. We'll occasionally email you about new episodes that may come out soon.
Does it talk about us?
It does, in the section about us. You guys can go check that out. Click the link in the below. It tells us about me, Hiram, Joey, and an upcoming guest that we will see in our Luigi's Mansion re-record episode. So I'm super excited for that. Mm-hmm. Related to Hiram, can't say much more because it will give it away, but definitely a female.
With all that done, let's get started on this episode.
The event has evolved from E3, events that occurred, and Nintendo decided that they wanted to create their own event similar to E3. You guys can go check out our E3 Just Chat.
That was a fun one. But Nintendo wouldn't make it on their own. The way this event happens is similar but different from E3.
So if you guys don't know, you guys can go listen to our other episode, but I'm just going to give you like a 20-second rundown. So an E3 is basically an episode, online and like in-person activity that goes on where you can show off your, creations that you've created, and it's called Entertainment, I don't know, Entertainment Something Expo, but, yeah.
And Nintendo will start a live stream, and they will show a countdown until it starts, to let people join in advance.
And, recently, I just watched a Nintendo Direct, and they're really cool, showed Hiram a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
It was the recent one, I don't remember what it is titled. I think it's like 2.8, something like that. I don't know. So after the countdown ends, Nintendo will start announcing new updates, games, or DLCs. This lasts about 1 hour, and afterwards the live stream ends and the event is over. There are several different versions of Nintendo Direct.
So there are like many like games.
Yeah, so they talk about new updates, so, like, things that are adding. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And it also shows off the new DLCs that come out, and that's, like, add-ons that do cost money, but are really cool. Some DLCs do not cost money, and some come with Nintendo Switch Online, which I have, but Hiram doesn't, and they're really cool. Like, a DLC for Animal Crossing, which allows you to get a
Crossing New Horizons?
Yeah. If you have Nintendo Switch Online, you can get the Nook Rug, which is the special rug that's Nook Inc.
Yeah.
Themed.
I want to get Animal Crossing next. Animal Crossing and the new Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for the new Tears of the Kingdom.
We might need to do a podcast on Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, definitely Breath of the Wild. I'm thinking that we should do that, like, next episode.
I mean, have you ever played Breath of the Wild?
I've never really played it, but I've definitely seen lots of gameplay from my friends, YouTube, obviously, just stuff like that.
I like playing... in the Breath of the Wild, I like shield sledding. It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. That looks really fun. How do you do that?
You basically do a shield jump and then push out your shield or something.
So you do that, your shield, like, jump,
shield sphere around you, and then jump, and then, like, do the shield button, and I think you'll start. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's very fun.
I just know what it is. I just don't know how to do it.
And I haven't played that much of it, but I'm
He has decent. And he's played some.
I'm decent at it. Like, I'm not the best.
The controls are hard because X is jump, which is kind of weird. It's on the top of the controller instead of the bottom or the right, which is weird.
And I accidentally use, like, the elephant one that's, like, or what's it?
It's like
the camel or called, the elephant that, like, do electricity around you.
I think that's the camel, because all I know is what the elephant, the lizard, what the elephant and the lizard do, because the lizard,
eagle,
the lizard will,
I think it's like an eagle.
It's a bird,
a bird, and it makes you, so if you, like, hold the jump button and just hold it down for a little while, then you'll, it'll just make you soar
upward.
It'll
just boost you up so you can paraglide. Oh, that's cool. And then, I know the elephant does. The elephant... Sorry, guys, we're just taking a little detour here, but the elephant, will save your life. It's called Mipha's Grace, and if you die, it will revive you instantly, like a fairy, and give you some extra golden hearts.
And then... What's it called? The lizard.
The lizard, which, if you hold down, ZL, which is the, like, look at and, like, track enemy button... Then it will create like a shield around you, and then if you get hit, then it will deflect no matter how much damage it is.
Oh yeah, you have to do that button and then jump and then like put your shield out and then you'll start.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have to get the lizard before you can go shield surfing.
Actually, you don't.
Well, that's with the shield, with the lizard, then it's easier.
Yeah. Anyways, that button will home on an enemy, and if you get hit, no matter how much damage it is, it will always guarantee 100% zero damage taken.
Oh yeah, and really the boomerang is, like, boomerangs are awesome. Boomerangs are so fun to throw.
Yeah, but they're hard to catch.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have to time it perfectly in order to catch it. Some of these versions include the Nintendo Direct Mini, where they show off smaller releases and less important stuff. It is also shorter in length. Another one is the Nintendo Direct Special, where it is shorter but includes more important updates.
So these like different versions are less common. The most common ones are just the regular ones, and some of these are really cool, and some of them are kind of just regular and kind of lame. The other one is a Pokemon Direct, or also called a Pokemon Presents. And it's basically a Nintendo Direct Mini, but they focus on Pokemon games. And Indie World is a live stream where they focus on indie games, which I'm actually not 100% sure what indie games are.
And I don't know anything.
I'm sure we're going to do an episode about that eventually, another Just Chat, which is probably going to be your next one, honestly.
I like Just Chats. Like, these are fun.
Yeah, they're fun. They're quick, nice. You guys seem to love them, because when we did one, it got more episodes than Super Mario Odyssey did, and that was surprising. Super Mario Odyssey was a really good episode.
I love Super
Mario. Go check out Mario Odyssey, too.
So close at beating the game.
If you guys enjoyed this Just Chat, then follow us wherever you listened to this, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help.
Yes, because we need to know, like, what we're doing wrong, what you guys think we should do.
And it really just does let people know that, hey, we're a podcast that you should listen to,
And that we will listen to your advice. Even if we say no or not.
Yeah.
Still think that in mind. Okay? Anyway, our next episode will be about the Wii and the Wii U consoles.
Which actually has come out, I think. That's just part of our schedule. Okay. I actually don't know what our next episode is, but it's gonna be cool.
Yes, definitely.
We will see you guys next time. See ya, guys!
See ya.